Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Pat.
We're going to be talking about a discovery show called Epic today. It's kind of fun. It's like people who have a lot of money, actually they're using their life savings to spend it on some sort of hobby. And it's kind of crazy the things they decide to buy. They're very, very expensive.
Yeah, I mean, if these are people with more money than they know what to do with. So they're not just buying, like, small things. They're buying really, really big, incredibly smart things that are kind of full of interesting inventions and gadgets. And,
yeah.
And we're going to the show takes a look at some of them. And we're going to take a look at some of them today as well.
A lot of times I've noticed that on Discovery, they'll have shows about people who are really wealthy, who have tons of money and are able to buy homes and live in houses and have cars that I could only dream of. So this is kind of a show you watch just to dream about what it'd be like if you won the lottery.
Yeah, if yeah. I had that much money, what would I do?
Okay, we're going to read through our article first and then Pat and I will be back to talk about this a little more.
Epic creations. In today's world, a little is never enough, as everyone is after the latest and greatest products on the market. As a result, companies have developed tons of amazing gadgets that include every feature imaginable. Yet for some people, this still isn't enough. Discovery's show Epic explores what's possible when a passionate group of daydreamers use their life savings to take their hobbies into uncharted territory. Epic explores the most expensive, over-the-top extravagances, some of which haven't been reported on before. Each week's episode features a different item, and viewers will get to see how it's made, the technology that makes it work, and the reason why it's so costly to produce. Perhaps even more fascinating than the process are the reasons owners give for spending so much on these products. For example, you'll discover why someone was willing to spend $8 million developing a private home swimming pool. Other episodes will cover log cabins, yachts, RVs, floating homes, and barbecues. The first episode of this season showcases yachts. A typical yacht is already a big-ticket item that few people can afford. However, the mega yachts on Epic can do a whole lot more than an average boat. With a push of a button, they can expand from 42 feet to 80 feet in length in just 12 to 14 seconds. One even contains its own garage, in case the owner wants to take his car along when he goes for a cruise. Hi guys, welcome back. So we just read the first part of this two-day article, and before we get into discussing the content, let's take a little look at the title, which is Epic Creations. And epic is an adjective that means impressively great or of an unusual size or an extent. So epic here means something really big, really impressive.
Mm-hmm. And it's an epic creation. If you have a creation, it's something that you've either made yourself or maybe you've grown. You're going to sell it or maybe use it. There are lots of really cool creations out there. Some people are artists, as you know. And they come up with their own creations. That's the noun form of the verb to create, to produce something new. So as some of you might have heard me talk about in the past, I love cooking shows.
Okay.
And so I like to see what chefs, people who cook food, come up with their new creations. So these are some epic creations, some really big, impressive creations we're going to be talking about.
Yeah, it starts off saying, in today's world, a little is never enough, and everyone is after the latest and greatest products on the market. Product is a noun, and it means something that is made or produced. So rather than something that's natural, it's something that people make. For example, there are a number of different products in this line of cosmetics. So, for example, the line could include a cream, could include some pads or towels to wipe your face, could include some eyeliner or other lipstick, other kinds of makeup. Each one is a different product.
Mm-hmm. Well, as a result, companies have developed tons of amazing gadgets that include every feature imaginable. A gadget is something that's kind of useful, kind of handy. It's some sort of small device. When I see the word gadget, I automatically think of James Bond.
Me too.
007.
Yeah.
He had lots of cool gadgets. Also, we use gadgets when we talk about things in the kitchen to help us cook, again, cooking, a cell phone, a pager, gadgets, or just little useful devices.
Yeah. For example, my dad has a remote control, and it works on the TV, the DVD player, and the stereo.
Ooh.
It's like an all-in-one remote control.
Well, that's a nice gadget
to have. So you don't have to have four or five different remote controls, and you're always picking up the wrong one.
Yeah. A lot of times we'll use the word thing to describe something if it doesn't have a name we can think of. But here, gadget is a word you could apply to a lot of different electronics, perhaps.
Yeah, or mechanical.
Yeah, that you really don't know the name of it. For example, Pat was just talking about a remote control. We could call it a gadget. Well, if you have different features, you have kind of interesting parts or qualities to something that stand out. For example, most smartphones have a lot of cool features. Mine includes things like a great camera, the ability to tape record things when I'm outside, which is nice.
Internet ability, you know, connects
all
to the
internet.
All of those
are features. Yeah. And if you can imagine it, it means you can picture it. It's something that you can think of or create in your mind. So if it's imaginable, you can actually produce it in your mind. So it has everything you can think of. That's another way to put this.
Yeah, but yet for some people, this still isn't enough. People want more. And on Discovery's show Epic, it explores what's possible when a passionate group of daydreamers use their life savings to take their hobbies into uncharted territory. So the word explore in this case means to examine, investigate, or look closely at something. So this show is going to pick one thing for each episode, and it's going to explore it. It's going to look at all the details about it and tell people about them.
Mm-hmm.
You could also say the author's latest book explores a young man's relationship with his father. It looks at all the details about it.
Checks it out. Well, they're going to explore what's possible when a passionate group of daydreamers use a lot of money to spend on their hobbies. Now, let's talk about passionate. It means someone who has a lot of emotion, excitement, very strong feelings about something. So these guys are really passionate daydreamers. If you're a daydreamer, of course, you're somebody who thinks around or thinks during the day about things you'd like, maybe dreams a lot about your goals or what you hope your future is going to be like. Well, they use their life savings, the money they've saved up their whole lives through working, and now they're going to spend it on their hobbies, things they do in their free time.
Yeah, and it will take them into uncharted territory. So here, uncharted means it's kind of not on a map. It's undiscovered. It's new. And territory is an area of land, or at least an area of facts, of information. So uncharted territory, you often see these words together, and it means an area that is unexplored.
Yeah.
Now, that could be a real part of a map, like
a
country that's not been explored, or an island. But uncharted territory could also just mean places we've never been before.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do things with a car that we've never imagined, like making it fly. That would be uncharted territory.
Or maybe you're brand new at something and you can use it in a figurative way. Maybe you get a new job and you've never done anything in this industry before. You're moving into uncharted territory for you. It's the unknown, the unfamiliar. Well, this show, Epic, is it going to explore the most expensive, over-the-top extravagance? If you have something that's very expensive, you can call it extravagant. That's the adjective form. This is the noun form of the word. It's a special purchase that costs an unusually large amount of money.
Mm.
And usually you don't need it.
Yeah, it's more of a really nice to have than a necessary.
Yeah, I would say buying a Benz or a BMW would be an extravagance for me. Do I really need that car? No, I could probably buy a cheaper model, but maybe you want to spend more. If something's over the top, it's beyond what you would expect. It's not usual or normal. If someone gives an over-the-top performance, you know, they do things that are a little wild sometimes on stage.
Yeah, kind of like, whoa, I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
So each week's episode features a different item, mm-hmm. and viewers will get to see quite a lot. They will get to see how it's made, the technology that makes it work, and the reason why it's so costly, so expensive to produce.
Mm-hmm.
And the word episode in this case means a single TV show that is part of a greater series. A lot of people enjoy watching TV series, and some will have 12 episodes or 24 episodes mm-hmm. or multiple episodes. You could also use episode to talk about something that happens in a book. Like, it could take several chapters, it could be just one chapter, but it's like an episode of a story, a single event mm-hmm. in a story.
Yeah.
So for TV shows, we could say the first episode of the TV show introduced most of the important characters.
Mm-hmm. Or I missed last night's episode, I need to catch up.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to point out there's a grammar structure here in the middle of the sentence. After over-the-top extravagances, we use this phrase, some of which. Some refers to those extravagances, and we're using it as a pronoun here. We use it to introduce an additional statement about these extravagances, some of which, some of these extravagances haven't been reported on before. We haven't seen them or talked about them before. So you'll see that phrase used as a way to introduce something new about something that was mentioned already, right before that. So we're going to learn about some crazy things people want to buy. That's always kind of fun because, you know, it's fun to see how other people spend their money, especially when they have a lot of it. Right now, though, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back to keep talking about Epic.
Hi, 大家好,我是Eric. 欢迎收听English Digest. 今天的课程将介绍 Discovery的新节目, 奢华万物赏。 那每集的节目中都将介绍最奢华、最高档的一种东西。我们来看文章的标题 ：Epic Creations。 Epic 在这里是形容词的意思，指非常棒、非常巨大的，或者是令人印象深刻的。例如，我们可以说 ：An epic achievement， 表示是伟大的成就。Achievement， A C H。 I-E-V-E-M-E-N-T 一开始我们看课文第一段第一句 In today's world, a little is never enough as everyone is after the latest and greatest product on the market 这句话的中文就是说在今日的世界一点点永远都不够因为每个人都在追求市场上最新最好的产品 句子前面用到了 a little 表示一些的意思。那如果后面要接名词，注意只能接不可数名词。让我们来看一下例句：The announcement was not clear and caused a little confusion. 中文是说这次宣布的事不太清楚，造成了一些混乱。另外补充一下，如果是可数名词，那前面要用 a few。 来表示一些的意思，那或者你可以用 some，那因为 some 的后面可以接可数和不可数，那就不会用错了。那我们再回到课文的句子。In today's world, a little is never enough. 在今日的世界，一点点永远都不够。那这是为什么呢？那后面我们看到有 as， 在这里是连接词，表示因为的意思。那因为每个人都要市场上 The latest and greatest product， 也就是最新最好的产品。那就像现在，小手机根本不够看，人们的手机越来越大，那要变得和平板电脑一样大了。接下来我们看第一段最后一句，这句很长，那让我们分段讲解一下。Discovery's show, Epic, explores， 那这是句中的主词和动词，中文就是说。 Discovery 频道的节目奢华万物赏探索的是，那句子接下来的部分全部都是受词 What's possible when a passionate group of daydreamers use their life savings to take their hobbies into uncharted territory? 所以基本上这句话是间接问句 What's possible 当作 explore 的受词，那后面的从属连接词 when 引导的副词子句 都在说明是在什么时间或是什么状况之下 What's possible? 所以 Discovery 频道的节目奢华万物赏探索的就是当一群热情的梦想家花费毕生的积蓄只为将兴趣投入未知的领域时可能会发生什么事情呢
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Hi guys, welcome back. We're going to carry on with our article about a Discovery show called Epic, which talks about some of the things that rich people spend lots and lots of money on. And as well as seeing things about it, we actually get to find out why they want it. The article goes on to say, perhaps even more fascinating than the process are the reasons owners give for spending so much on these products. So you're going to kind of get inside the mind of these rich people
Yeah.
and find out,Why would you spend all your money on this? What makes it so important to you? For example, you'll discover why someone was willing to spend $8 million developing a private home swimming pool. I mean, a swimming pool would be nice at home,
Yeah.
but $8 million
No.
worth of swimming pool?
That's crazy.
Very crazy.
Yeah, I grew up in Arizona. It's a very hot state. We're in the desert, and most people do have their own swimming pool, their private swimming pools. We didn't.Because my mom was afraid little kids would fall in and drown. But anyway, a lot of people have swimming pools. It's not that expensive to build them. So when I saw how much this one cost, I was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you need to spend $8 million on a pool?
Who knows?
Yeah.
And other episodes of this show will cover or detail or explore log cabins, yachts, RVs, floating homes, and barbecues. So a log cabin is a small house, usually in the countryside or in the mountains
Uh-huh.
or in the woods, made of logs or bits of wood, big, thick wood. So a kind of a special, like, outdoor home.
I love log cabins. I wanted to mention, if you use this verb cover, we'll often use it in journalism.
Mm-hmm.
If you cover a certain area, someone might cover politics. That means it's their job to report on politics. I wanted to cover sports. That's why I studied broadcasting. I wanted to be a sports reporter. You relate information or provide information about something. Now, Pat talked about these log cabins. You typically only see them in the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see a lot of log cabins in the desert.
No.
Because the desert doesn't have enough trees. A log looks similar to the trunk of the tree,
Yeah.
that big round part.
If you take all the branches off,
Yeah.
you're pretty much left with a log.
Yeah, they're great. A yacht.
Yeah, now we just mentioned yachts, and yachts are any kind of boat or ship that is used just for fun, not for business or travel or, well, like business travel or carrying goods.
Mm-hmm.
It's just for fun. And the first episode of this season showcases yachts. And to showcase something is to show off that thing and kind of present it to its advantages. Show all the best parts. So the first one's all about yachts.
Oh, I wanted to mention, too... There is something else they're going to cover, an RV.
Yeah, that's on tomorrow's episode, so we'll
Yeah.
get into that in more detail then. But you a fan of RVs?
Actually, my parents rented an RV after I had gone to college. I'd gone off to school, and I had younger brothers and sisters, so they went on a vacation in an RV. RV stands for recreational vehicle, too. It's a really large vehicle that has a bathroom and a kitchen and beds. It's like driving around in a small home and you use it for camping.
Mm.
I've never seen them in Taiwan.
No, I haven't either, actually. But we'll discuss RVs some more tomorrow. We're going to go back to yachts here.
Mm.
And as the article says, a typical yacht is already a big ticket item that few people can afford. And a big ticket item is just something that has a high price or high cost. So you see the compound adjective big ticket, it's almost always followed by item. And it just means something expensive.
Yeah, you could say, I bought a big ticket item last month. That's why I don't have any spending money. Big ticket item to me would be a flat screen TV,
mm-hmm.
or maybe a new computer.
Yeah.
Something that costs,
system.
Yeah, something that costs quite a bit of money that you probably save up for a while. Not many people can afford it. If you can afford something, you have enough money to be able to purchase that. So, I also think of yachts, Pat, as something that people own privately. It's
yeah.
like their personal private boat.
Yeah, and they can yeah. go off and do things on them. So you're already rich if you own a yacht, but the mega yachts on Epic can do a whole lot more than the average boat, okay? And a mega yacht, mega normally just means really big or really good, but
uh-huh.
a mega yacht is a classification of yacht
really?
That's over 50 meters long.
Oh.
That's what it takes to be a mega yacht.
I'd never heard this term mega yacht before.
Mm.
I think most yachts are pretty big
yeah.
and very expensive, at least $1 million US, at least.
Wow.
Yeah, who can afford that? But some people really love to be out on the water. We had a boat growing up, but it wasn't a yacht. We
mm-hmm.
would go water skiing with ours. Mega, like Pat said, is just really, really big. It can do a whole lot than the average boat. If something's average, it's normal. It's something you typically see. It's nothing special. Most of us are just average people,
mm-hmm.
right?
Normal.
We like to
everyday
think we're
people.
Special. Come on. With a push of a button, this particular yacht can expand. If you expand, you become bigger. And it goes from 42 feet to 80 feet in length. Pat and I were talking about this before the show started today, and I was stunned that a boat could actually expand. And the thing that's really incredible here is how fast it expands, 12 to 14 seconds.
Yeah, so just really, you mentioned James Bond earlier,
yeah.
and I'm imagining this yacht is something out of a James Bond movie. You know, the guy presses the button and suddenly, boom, you've got a yacht that's twice as big as before.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if you have to stand at a certain place when it's expanding. I mean, what happens if it opens? I mean,
yeah,
it's a little scary.
Maybe you'd need to kind of get it out on the water a bit, you know, so there's space around it, then
yeah.
you press the button and maybe the sides move out or the back bit comes out and there's like a special, you know, area at the back or something.
Yeah. It's hard to even imagine. Yeah. This is so crazy that we can't even picture it.
Mm.
Yeah.
And another yacht, it says one yacht, one even contains its own garage in case the owner wants to take his car along when he goes for a cruise. So the yacht is big enough, so it's not only got a car on it, but
yeah.
it's got a house for the car.
You
know, just the car space wasn't enough. He wanted the car to be protected from the rain.
That's a great explanation or description of a garage. A house for a car.
Mm.
I've never heard that before.
That's now, kind of how I think of them.
Yeah, it's true, though, because it protects your car, you know, takes care of it, makes sure it doesn't get too much sun.
Mm.
Or in my case, I didn't want snow on the car. Now, most of you know that Pat has a great accent, different from mine.
Thank you.
Mine's just normal. I'm average. I'm American. Yours is a British accent, and tell everybody how you would say this in Britain.
We say the word garage, as you would say it. We say garage. So if you ever hear the word garage, if you happen to be in the UK or talking to a British person, we mean garage.
Garage.
Yeah, garage. Just
and
how
see,
we say it.
Ours, we even say the zh at the end, garage, garage. Well, in case the owner wants to take his car along, he's got his own garage. In case just means he's ready for that. If you do something in case of something else, it means you're ready in case something happens or should something
yeah,
happen.
In the event of.
In the event of. For example, as most of you know, it rains a lot in
mm-hmm.
this country. So in case of rain, I always carry an umbrella along with me.
Yeah, it took mm-hmm. me about 3-4 months in Taiwan until I learned that rule.
Do you know how many umbrellas I have? How many I own?
I know I've lost about 8 over the time I've been here.
Yeah, you lose them, you break them. Right now, in my apartment, I have at least 8.
Wow.
I know, crazy.
I've got 2.
Well, I'm a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we have more.
We also saw the word cruise,
mm.
and a cruise is a relaxing voyage. You're not going very fast. You're not almost. You're not really going anywhere in particular.
Yeah.
You're just enjoying the time out
yeah.
on the water. And now this could be a cruise in a small boat, just a couple of people going around the water. But of course a cruise could also be a huge ship full of people traveling around an area. For example, along the Mediterranean mm-hmm. between Europe and Africa mm-hmm. or around the Caribbean islands.
Yeah, Alaska, there are Alaskan cruises mm-hmm. which are popular. It's a fun way to go on a vacation if you don't like to drive or fly. You just get on that ship. It's a very large ship.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, a boat is smaller than a ship. So you get on the ship and you just cruise for a while and you stop every once in a while, get off, take a look around and get back on.
Yeah, and there'd be things like, there'd be entertainment on the boat,
yeah.
You know, singing, dancing.
I sang on a cruise.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's singing, there's acting, there's lots of things.
Restaurants.
Yeah, lots of good food. Meet lots of cute people. It's fun.
Okay, well, that's the end of this part of the article, so we'll take a short break now and listen to our Chinese teacher.
接着我们看到第二段第三句。Perhaps even more fascinating than the process are the reasons owners give for spending so much on these products. 中文就是指或许比制造过程更吸引人的是这些奢华物的主人砸钱购买这些产品的原因。这句话是倒装句型，主词是 be 动词后面的 the reasons 一直到句尾。那其中 owners give for spending so much on these products 那是关系子句，也就是形容词子句，修饰是怎么样的原因。子句中关系代名词 that 或者是 which 因为是受格，那所以被省略了。让我们把倒装句还原，就会变成 the reasons owners giveFor spending so much on these products are perhaps even more fascinating than the process. 那因为这样说的话，主词很长，那所以课文里面就把句中整个补语放在句首，那变成了倒装句。接下来我们看到最后一段倒数第二句， With a push of a button, they can expand from 42 feet to 80 feet in length in just 12 to 14 seconds. 中文就是说，只要按个按钮，游艇就能在12秒到14秒之内，从42英尺扩展到80英尺长。句子里 expand 是动词，表示展开、扩大的意思。那这个字的名词则是 expansion, E-X-P-A-N-S-I-O-N。那例如 ,the company,is planning an expansion. 中文就是这间公司正计划要扩展。另外我们比较一下另外一个名词 expanse, E-X-P-A-N-S-E, expanse 表示广阔区域的意思。例如 The Sahara Desert is a vast expanse of bare rock and sand dunes. 意思是撒哈拉沙漠有着裸岩和沙丘构成的广阔区域。下面我们看到最后一句话， One even contains its own garage in case that owner wants to take his car along when he goes for a cruise. 中文是说，其中一艘游艇甚至内建一座车库，以防主人想吸车出门航游。句子里的 one 指的是这一段开头所说的 yachts, 就是同类型的一个，而不是同一个。例如 ,Tony's pet dog disappeared and now he wants to buy a new one, 意思是指东尼的宠物狗之前不见了，而现在他想要买一只新的。句中的 one 指的就是 pet dog。
Okay, everybody, this is just day one of our discovery unit. As Pat said, in our next program, we're going to focus on deluxe RVs. So we hope you'll join us then. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Pat, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.